Welcome to Seven Figure Dental Practice, a show that teaches you how to successfully build and thrive in a dental practice. Here's your host, Dr. Shaheen Safarian.
Really excited today to start our training on marketing for a dental practice with Mark Peterson here. This is Dr. Shaheen Safarian. It's important for all of you to understand that Mark is my marketing manager. He is fully involved with marketing my three practices here in the San Diego area. So he's on payroll. So for that reason, it's very important to know that I have a lot of confidence in Mark. Mark, how about if you introduce yourself, buddy?
Hey, thanks for having me back. It's great to be here.
And I don't have any statistical numbers here maybe to support this statement, but I can tell you that there is a number of dentists, I would almost say hundreds, if not thousands of business owners, dental practice business owners, that have either not done any marketing, don't have an updated website, don't have a website, and don't have any desire to market their practice. Now, that certainly has to be a paradigm shift. It's really important to understand that marketing is real, and I want Mark to talk a little bit about why marketing is important for your dental practice.
Yeah, and so in the dental practice field especially, you know, you have one location, or maybe you have a couple different locations, but those locations are set. You know, you're essentially brick and mortar. You have your set location, and it's up to your marketing efforts to bring people into that location. Just because you exist, you sit in a mini mall or a strip mall or wherever your office is located, that's great. That's step one. Step two is getting patients into the door, right? And that's really where marketing comes in, is, you know, as we're starting to dig into, you know, whether or not you have a website, what's your online presence? Are you doing anything offline? You know, are you advertising in some of the local papers, or are you, you know, showing up when people search for your name, or at least for similar services that you offer in the location that you're in? So all of these things are critical today more than ever. And, you know, as we think of the future, it's just going to become more and more this way. You know, there's more and more areas getting crowded, competition continues to get tougher. And that's where you use your marketing efforts to stand apart from the pack, to, you know, rise to the top of the list, show up where you need to be shown, and get in front of people. That's at the end of the day, that's kind of the goal here, is you need to get the exposure, you need to get the impressions, get your brand name out there, and then you back it up with the good service that you offer, and you keep patients happy and you keep them coming back, and, you know, then you have a business, right? But it takes all of these things kind of put together to keep the machine running. You know, you have to keep dumping leads in the top to make sure at the end of the day you have enough patients to live off.
So it's really important to understand that you have to have a strategy to marketing. You have to have a plan. You can't just blindly throw money at different campaigns without really understanding what your ultimate goal is as a business.
All of these different channels or marketing tactics, if you will, can all work together. You know, it's not always just doing one thing. Like, you know, you had mentioned, throw ad in the penny saver. You can't just throw some money at that and hope it works. It really comes down to taking a step back, putting together a strategic plan, and aligning all these different marketing efforts. You know, if your message is going to be this in the penny saver, maybe you back that up on social media with similar offers. Maybe that shows up on your paid search landing pages when people are coming in through paid search. So, hey, I remember seeing this guy. Oh, he's also here. Yeah, it looks legitimate. Maybe I'll click on that link. You know, the way that I like to think about it is, you know, each client, or, you know, each business is going to need a custom plan. And you can always look to kind of the low hanging fruit, or, you know, the biggest opportunities that are there. So maybe, you know, your website is old and outdated and it's not showing up in search engine results. When you search in Google, it's just not there. Maybe that's a great starting point. So efforts are invested more heavily in SEO, or, you know, maybe you have a great web design to start with. you know, that's kind of building block number one, and you can kind of move into other areas. So I like to think of it as, you know, this custom plan and really identify, you know, what are the areas that we can focus on with the minimal amount of effort to gain the biggest growth, or, you know, the biggest ROI on that marketing spend or on that effort that we put into. And that's where you start. And then you kind of learn about the market, you learn and optimize from there.
Some of my clients, and this is why I think, and I, again, just bear with me with this statement, but, you know, print marketing is a little bit more dated, in my opinion. And we have to be a little bit careful on marketing dollars spent on print. I'm not necessarily saying direct mail. I'm talking more, you know, magazines, full page ads on, you know, penny savers. And there's a lot of different types of those magazines out in the local communities. But I do know that there are some doctors having great success with radio, for example, as well. And some doctors in certain areas have done well with TV. So, you know, those are also different marketing channels that are important to understand.
Yeah, I'd say, especially with the types of tactics, you know, you had mentioned radio and some of these others, that, you know, they're going to be much higher in the funnel, or more so some of these awareness tactics, right? Where you're kind of, you're getting impressions or visibility in a much broader scope or much higher number of potential patients, but they're likely less qualified, right? So you could think of it as you get, kind of go down the list of something like radio could be a tactic where you're essentially on a megaphone and you're getting to a, you know, potentially millions of different people. Maybe it's even beyond your market, but, and then you kind of drill down the list of, you know, stuff like SEO, where you can get very specific with someone who's searching, you know, orthodontic services in Carmel Valley. They have a very direct need that, based on the keyword that they're searching, it's obvious they're looking for that type of service. So they're ready to pull the trigger, and they're looking for orthodontist in their area. So it gives you the opportunity to be there and to show up and get a chance to capture that, call it lower in the funnel or more qualified traffic. So all these different tactics can work together as well, as you think of, you know, how do you balance the awareness marketing that you're doing with some of the kind of move down funnel stuff that's in the middle, and then kind of the, you know, right before purchase, or call it conversion, when somebody's really ready and has the intent to, you know, find a new dentist.
So here's the takeaway, if we can kind of put this all together. The takeaway is, first, what is your vision of what you want your business to be? Second, you need to establish, you know, what and how much you want to invest in getting your community and your county, maybe, depending on the size and how many practices you have. What is your goal, strategically speaking, in getting that message out? And then you need to kind of start understanding what kind of marketing dollars you want to attach to that. After you're able to accomplish that, now you're ready to really go after the different markets.
Thanks for listening to 7-Figure Dental Practice. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in to the next episode.